Hi, and welcome to Wasted Takes, episode 262. I believe, yes, 262 is the area code for Southern Wisconsin. Shout out, Wisconsin. I feel like Wisconsin doesn't get a lot of play on the pod. I'm Trey, joined as always by Tucker, Dylan, and Cam. How we doing, gentlemen?
We're here.
A dream.
Today is Tuesday, January 28th, and the Super Bowl matchup is set. So we'll have a lot to discuss with that. Usually how we do things here, we would take this episode to kind of break down the conference championships games. And then next week is our big Super Bowl pre-show. So we won't be doing too much Super Bowl talk today. I don't know. Maybe we'll get into a little bit, but next week's our big one. But until then, some winners and losers. Let's just start with Parlay. Parlay did very, very poorly. 1-3, so we moved to 2-19.
Who hit? Tucker, did I hit?
The only one that hit, the over, lock of the year. Lock of the year on the over. Everyone else missed. We had D-Hop anytime. We had did not happen. We had Kelsey, 70 receiving yards. It actually went down to like 60. Took that. Didn't matter. He had about 10. And then we had under on Jalen Hurts completions, and that did not take place either. How we didn't make a Saquon Barkley play, I don't know. But in terms of poll, we have a three-way tie between one of our leaders, Tucker, sitting at 2 points, tied with Dylan. However, Dylan not on the wheel. It's between myself, Tucker, and Cam.
Timeout. Is it over yet?
Yes, it's over. I went to go vote and it was over. Was it like an hour-long poll?
No, I set it. I usually try to set it for 9:30. So I think I got it out today at like 6:30. So it was like 3 hours. Can you guys see the wheel? Good work.
Can I'm just saying I'm due. I am wheel leader, but I'm also due. So it's going to be, I'm really curious to see what happens here.
We go with everyone's colors here. Tucker, you're kind of a pea yellow here on the wheel.
Yeah, that's
a great color.
I'm liking my color. I'm not color. Loving my color.
All right, let's spin the wheel.
Dill, what color is Trey here?
Red.
Come on, baby. Wow, my hair. Let's go. Me and the wheel have...
We all knew Trey gets wheels.
No, I've been crushing the wheel as of late. I will say that.
I think the last wheel was a double wheel, and I won both of them. So me and the wheel. Oh, yeah. Towards the end of the season last year. Any other winners and losers? Schottenheimer hired his coach, so Dion will not be there. So I'm a loser there. In Dallas. When's the trade deadline for the NHL, Bill?
A couple of weeks.
We still got time on that one. AJ Brown, he's probably not gonna get traded.
March 7th.
Oh no! If they lose and he doesn't get targets.
Yeah, if he doesn't get targets, maybe. Who was it that said they didn't want to come to New England though? It was a receiver that said they didn't want to play here.
DK
said he that.
Really does not want to.
Rude and not nice. All right.
AJ, good friends, by the way.
I don't have, I think, anything else unless anyone's ready for their take. I have one. I know Camp that he has one.
I am also ready with my take.
Tucker, why don't you lead off?
Yeah, go ahead, Tucker.
Yeah, so... I was just looking at some stats. Let me get to my little clipboard. And I was just, here it is. Sorry, so I'm going to do a blind QB resumes, okay? You guys just play it with me, okay? Passing yards per game. QB1 has 241. QB2 has 236. Touchdowns per game. QB1 has one passing touchdowns per game, I should say. QB1 has 1.56. QB2 has 1.58. Interceptions per game.
So far.
QB1 has one. QB2 has 0.5.
Oh, that's big.
Completion percentage. QB1 has 60.3. QB2 has 66%.
Oh.
Win percentage. QB1 has 50.3%. QB2 has 73.3%.
Hmm.
Rushing yards per game. QB1 has 2.7. QB2 has 50. In rushing touchdowns per game, QB1 has 0.005. QB2 has 0.56. Now, who are you taking in this blind resume?
The win percentage. Win percentage. What? The win percentage one.
The win percentage one?
Yeah.
QB2?
Jalen Hurts.
QB2 is Jalen Hurts. QB1 is Eli Manning.
Uh-huh.
This is just, this is a nice slander on Eli Manning. Eli Manning, Hall of Famer, 100%. This is Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is a future Hall of Fame quarterback. He has started off his career at a high clip. He's been a winner. He hasn't won the big one yet, but he's still got plenty of time. He's just winning games. He's putting up good stats. He's not throwing picks. He's got a good completion percentage, you know. He has Hall of Fame numbers so far. So I am saying Jalen Hurts, future Hall of Famer. That is my take.
So I actually think that I'm going to disagree, and the reason I'm going to disagree is Eli Manning, if he did not have two of them, like, clutchest postseasons ever, I don't think he's in Hall of Fame conversation. I don't think if Eli
he's
Manning
not.
Retires.
It's not close, and I don't like him as much.
So we compared their Super Bowl stats.
Okay, I didn't realize it, but still, I'm just saying.
No, you didn't. You said he has a 70.
I also have his, I had
he a, has Super a zero. Bowl. Eli has 100. That's just
I think I texted that to Cam Person. No, maybe that was in the Waste and Takes chat. But I mean,
I'm confused.
Super Bowl, he had three touchdowns, 300 passing yards, set the record with one passing touchdown, three rushing touchdowns, 70 yards rushing. He had a good game.
I'm confused, though, because this is just the Super Bowl stats you gave us, but like Cam said, the winning percentage wouldn't make any sense then.
No. That whole thing was his regular season, but we went over Super Bowl stats at a different time.
Okay, well, my whole point is I don't put Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame unless he wins those games, right? So I think unless Jalen Hurts can win, not even just one, I'd say a couple, because we all know if you win one, you don't win any. Got to win a couple, then he's a Hall of Famer. I would say the same thing for Eli Manning. I respect Eli Manning. He obviously beat us at our game, but do I think he has a Hall of Fame resume if you strip those two Super Bowls? I think absolutely not. I think even with the two he has, I think he gets in, but I don't think it's a shoe-in. I think it's a conversation to be had. So that's my take on it. Cam?
Yeah, so let's just and let me finish, please. I'm going to start with that. Let's compare a couple things. First of all, Eli Manning is 2-0. In the Super Bowl, right? That's 100%. Jalen Hurts already lost there. He's going to lose again. Eli Manning has the most prolific postseason in NFL history, not only statistically in 2011, but also beating the Falcons to whatever game, beating the 15-1 Packers led by Aaron Rodgers, and in Lambeau, of course, going on the road and doing all this. And then beating the number one seed San Francisco 49ers, and then, of course, beating the Patriots. The first time around, beating the number one seed Dallas Cowboys, the Buccaneers first, the number one seed Dallas Cowboys. And then in a snowy, freezing cold game in Lambeau, beating the number two or three seed, whatever Packers were in Lambeau, doesn't matter, and then beating the undefeated Patriots. If Eli Manning doesn't do that, one, he's not my favorite player of all time, and he's not a Hall of Famer. It's simple. That's not the argument. I don't love Eli Manning because he was a great regular season quarterback. I want him because he won two Super Bowls. Jalen Hurts hasn't done that. And let's look at his playoff path. He played the Giants, who were 8 9-8-1 and had Daniel Jones as their quarterback. And let's face it, I was just happy to be there. We were never going to win that game. He went on to play the 49ers, who were led by PJ Walker, I believe, who just signed with the team the week before as a backup. And then Brock Purdy hurt his hand and couldn't throw. And then they lost in the Super Bowl. And now this time around, they have played the Rams in the snow, barely won it. Good for them. They did. And then they played the rookie quarterback, Jaden Daniels. Let's not act like Jalen Hurts has had these prolific games and he's done all these things at Saquon Barkley's team, and he's going to lose it again. So 2 points I'm making is Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer because he won the games. If the stats are even remotely comparable and Jalen Hurts doesn't win the games, he's not a Hall of Famer. He's not going to win this one. He's carried by his team. I will stand by that he is mid for the rest of my days. Thank you.
Dylan.
I think there's a little bit more to be desired, like you guys were saying. I mean, if he gets a Super Bowl win, beats the Chiefs for instead of them three-peating.
I mean, that is on par with beating the undefeated Patriots in my mind.
Yeah, I mean, you can be a Hall of Famer and not have won Super Bowls, but the guy would have to continue to play at what he's playing, which, like, you guys are saying that he's, like, bad. I mean, he's not statistically terrible. Like, he's not
mid.
He's higher than mid, and I think he has really good shining moments, but he's just on a stacked team. So, like, if he continues to have, you know, I don't know how many years he's been in the league. What, like, 5, maybe?
I have a question. 6? I have a question for everybody. Yeah, he's been in the league for about 4 years. I think he went to the Super Bowl as a sophomore.
So I guess if he goes another 6 years at this level, I think you can make the argument, even if he doesn't win.
No. Now, listen, I have a question for you
there, Dylan.
Huh?
I said I'd have to agree with you there.
I mean, how many years would it take? I mean, I don't know how exclusive the NFL
Hall of Fame
is. To make it to
the Super Bowl and not win? Like, how good of a player do you have to be?
Yeah. I mean, baseball's exclusive, but they don't care about championships.
You're right. I mean, you're right. No, you're right. I wouldn't agree with it, but Jim Kelly's in the Hall of Fame, right? I mean, he lost 4 straight or 3 of them, but he's in the Hall of Fame. I don't know. I don't think he is. Just if you lose that many, I think you're just a loser and you can't beat the good team. You shouldn't be rewarded for that. I got a question, though. And I know my answer. It's actually the easiest answer of all. Who would you rather have on the Eagles starting quarterback? Would you rather have Dak Prescott or Jalen Hurts? Who do you think would do better?
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
I think the only reason I want to say Hurts is because of the mobility factor. I think the fact that just for this specific team right now, with the ability to run like the option, I think he's better at doing that. But in terms of like an arm, I'd rather have Dak. But
I think Dak has this team 16-1.
How'd Dak do this year?
He got hurt. I mean, I'm not defending Dak. Let's relax. But I'm saying that's how much I don't like this. I think Dak Prescott would be better on this team than Jalen Hurts. I think this Eagles team is absolutely disgusting. Like I've never seen a roster assembled on paper. In the field, everything you see, this roster is right up there with the Patriots of 2007 outside of Tom Brady and Jalen Hurts. I legitimately think that the offensive line is better. The receiving core is better. Randy Moss is better, I guess. He is. I think they're right up there. They're the number one defense in the league. They're a little bit young, so I'll give the Pats that credit. They're unbelievable. And they're not. I mean, they're losing games. They shouldn't. He sucks. I hate it.
To Tucker's point, though, Hurts did have a really good game in that Super Bowl. Like, that was probably his best.
Fumbled to a score, which ended up in turn losing them.
That was probably statistically his best game of his career, though.
Don't fumble. I don't know what to tell you. Give Lamar slack for
fumbling. Big time plays, Trey.
And he fumbled, so.
Anyone have a take?
I got one.
Go ahead.
Sticking with the NFL. By the way, I'm back on the Jets, just to put that out there. I love this head coach. I'm a big fan. Sounds just like Coach Boone, Denzel Washington. If Aaron's back, this Jets team, I would watch out. I would be afraid. Let's talk about a different head coach that got hired. And I am going a little bit south for this one. Duval.
Gotta hate shit.
Duval. Yeah.
So bad.
Liam Cohen sounded like, now at first glance, this is cringe. It's bad. It's like, I really just don't want to. They should unsign him right then and there. He's already had so many different controversial things. I don't think so. I think this is a great sign for the Jacksonville Jaguars, because there's two press conferences of note that I can think of that just went poorly. The guy looked like an idiot, and the team looked like just a terrible head coach. Dan Campbell had a terrible press conference. Trey said it himself. This is a meathead. This guy's not going to be a good head coach. And granted, he made silly mistakes, but the team wins, right? Maybe not in the playoffs. We'll get there. The other coach, though, I hate him with all my heart. Nick Sirianni had a terrible first press conference. He said something ridiculously stupid. And the team's now good. I think history repeats itself. Liam Cohen, terrible press conference, starting a new team. This guy's going to make the Jaguars good again. I predict that the Jaguars will. I don't want to make a 3 years outtake because the Lions and the Eagles didn't immediately get good. So I will say that the Jaguars turn it around. They win a playoff game next year under Liam Cohen because his press conference was awkward and stupid.
So I have another press conference that you're forgetting about that you should not be forgetting about that was really bad and really dumb and someone made a terrible comment. That would be Joe Judge. Joe Judge, in his press conference, talked about building a football team is like making a sandwich. And talking about pulling the ham and the butter and the mayo out of the fridge and making a sandwich with his football team. And then he talked about the hardworking people in New York, blue collar. We're gonna body the people in New York, blah blah blah. That's the sandwich stuff. Bad. So I don't think.
Tucker, are you echoing? It's killing me.
It's not me. I hear it though.
I think it's Cam.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Cam.
But I mean, it is. It was awful. The Duval thing. As soon as I saw it, my first thought was, oh no. Oh no. First of all, I don't like the way he looks. I didn't realize he looked like that. Looks like a nerd. Sounds like a nerd. And nerdy head coaches don't do it for me. I think this guy's got zero juice. He's like the guy, what's the other guy? The guy in Arizona when he like walked in and talked to his players on the press conference. He's like, you got to fire your gut? It's so weird.
Firing your gut wasn't the press conference, so I didn't include that one. It was to his team, so it's a little different. Also, I'm not going to lie to you. I've never heard the Joe Judge thing before.
Oh, you can look it up.
I just looked it up. I guess it's real, so, you know, whatever. But, yeah.
Yeah, out on Liam Cohen. Out. And his whole – the whole shtick with I'm not leaving, just kidding, I'm leaving. Hate that. Bad look. Josh McDaniels-esque. So, I'm out. Tucker?
Yeah, I immediately thought Arizona Cardinals guy. Not about this. I mean, I could see them having a bounce back year, but only because they played so far under expectations last year. It's going to be hard to be as bad. I don't know. I don't think he's going to be a world beater, but he could be decent. I could see him being like a Nick Sirianni type. I feel like maybe that's what this team needs. They got like the Doug Peterson football guy kind of guy, and it did not work out. So I'm all in. You know what, Cam? I'll buy it. They win a playoff game next year.
I'm done with the Jaguars. I've given them enough chances.
They won't be in my playoff prediction, but I'll buy in on your take. I'll buy stock.
Bill?
I agree with you, Trey. I'll leave it at that. You guys talked a lot about it.
You got a take, though?
I'll let the next member go.
All right, my take. So, obviously, Chiefs going back to Super Bowl. Bills couldn't get it done. It's just the same thing every year. I'm pretty sure at the beginning of the year on the show, or after the Bills beat the Chiefs, we said this guarantee. I said this guarantees Chiefs smoking the Bills in the playoffs. Didn't smoke them, but it's just the same thing. And at a certain point, it kind of harks back to what I've talked about, where like you have the head coach, right? You need the head coach to get you in within range, right? You need the head coach that can take you from a losing program to a winning program, put you in the playoffs. But after a while, if you're perennially losing the same game to the same team, you got to think about making a change. Now, I'm going to talk a little later about Sean McDermott. I don't want to get into my whole thing of why I have beef with him right now. It's just not going to be conductive at this exact moment. But Andy Reid is really kind of the focus of this take. Andy Reid, I would say far and away the best head coach in the NFL right now. I mean, you can make an argument that maybe he's not. He's in the top five, but Mahomes picks up for some of his mistakes that he would make. You know, he's not really a defensive guy. He's more of an offensive mind, whatever. I think he's the best coach in the sport. I don't think that's a hot take. When Chris typed that in the chat the other night, I wanted to wring his neck. Like, that's not a hot take. Andy Reid's a good head coach. No shit. However, nobody can outcoach him, really. I mean, he's just not, he doesn't lose to coaches. He doesn't get outcoached, except for one guy. One guy has outcoached him a couple times. Mm. In Super Bowls, in AFC championships, just outcoached him, just knew how to handle his offense, could slow it down enough, could beat his, it's not really his defense, it's fag defense, but. You know, could win games against him. A guy right now is currently employed in college football. He's going to be coming out of college. So what do I do if I'm the Buffalo Bills? I give it one or two more years with McDermott. Run it back. See if you can break through. After that, you call Bill Belichick. Buffalo Bills will hire Bill Belichick. I'm going to say in 2 years to be their head coach to finally get over the hump of Andy Reid. And the Kansas City Chiefs, the only man that is able to do it, Bill Belichick. That's my take.
I don't hate it, sadly. I mean, how old will Bill be at that point, and how old will Andy Reid be at that point? I think that
about 73, 74, and I don't know how old Andy is. He'll be in 70-ish.
Yeah, so I can buy it, and I think that an added layer is that I'll probably be around the point where Andy might be nipping at his heels, if not taking him for most wins all time.
Oh, he'll pass him by then, I imagine. I don't really know where he's at, but
I don't know where he's at.
It might be close. He's got him. It might be neck and neck.
Got him in postseason games, I think. Postseason games, maybe? I don't know. I don't see how that could be true, but
I'll look it up. But
say that.
I don't like the take, and here's why. It's because Bill Belichick is done with the life of the cold and the, like, for example, his girlfriend. Should she be around, there's no way that he's going to Buffalo, right? He's too old. It's too much. He'll
find another one.
So that's another point. I also don't think Bill Belichick fits with Josh Allen. I don't think that that kind of play goes together. I think Bill likes Josh Allen a lot.
Bill's not an offensive guy. He brings in a coordinator that can handle Josh, and that's that.
I think your other take that you made in the chat of Bill takes over for Pete Carroll under Brady is a little bit more likely. I could see Bill going to Vegas and just living out his years with Brady and the boys in the good old days and they hire every single Patriot to ever play to go coach the team. And it's a big free-for-all fun time in Vegas, and Gronk's drunk on the sideline, and that team just becomes a laughing stock but wins 10 games. They win a championship somehow. The Raiders are a funny team, man. They have three bowls. They're still a not forgotten franchise in my mind. I think they're very funny, but I don't think that they are cursed beyond oblivion like the Jets or the Bears. Like, I don't think the Jets and Bears sold their soul for one. The teams that don't have any are funny. The Raiders have three. Like, they're a respectable franchise. It's only a matter of time before they turn it around. I know I twisted that a lot. I don't agree with your take.
Dylan?
You're saying to come back as head coach?
Head coach of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I disagree. I disagree for the simple fact that I don't think the Bills would hire him. I don't think he would want to be the coach of the Bills. The only way I would see it happening would be if the Bills hired him just as part of the staff, but I think he would want to do that less. Like, if he's going to come back to the NFL, he's going to come back as a head coach. I don't think it's the Bills.
It's a team no one expects. And I think they need to do it because they cannot get past Andy Reid.
I see what you're saying, but they also don't have Tom Brady. So that's also part of it, too.
You just got to slow down that offense a little bit. That's all they have to do. Slow it down a little.
So, no. I mean, if I were the Bills, they're obviously good. They obviously have their struggles here and there offensively in terms of turnovers and things. But the team is extremely solid. I think they match up against the Chiefs perfectly fine. That's why they beat them in the regular season the past four or five times, whatever it is. And I don't know if it's coaching, like you're saying, Trey, but I don't think it's Bill Belichick that's the difference. They gotta think about things a little bit different, especially in that game. I don't know.
I will explain to you later why it is coaching that is costing them in great detail. But do you have a take for us?
I do. So the Jets staying in the AFC East. The Jets hired their new head coach, Glenn, whatever his name is, or something Glenn.
Aaron Glenn.
Aaron Glenn, right. Same name as Aaron Rodgers. That's not any part of the take. It's just funny. He's been, so far to me, responding to the media, very stern, direct way. I kind of like his whole we're built for this shit stuff. I think it's what the Jets need. They need an actual hard-nosed kind of guy that doesn't take anything. So I think at the end of the day, it's going to be good for the team. I don't think they're going to be winners, though. But the take is, with this change in leadership, I think there's going to be a change in mentality. And with change, I think they're going to change either the logo or their primary color before the start of next year. It's going to be room for change in the Jets organization. I think that's what their culture is, kind of moving in a changing way. So I think that's time to change the logo again.
In terms of the Aaron Glenn hire, again, I got nothing against the guy. I agree with what you're saying, Dell. I think he's handled the media well. I first became aware of him when the Lions were on Hard Knocks. He had quite a bit to say in that. Do I think he's going to be successful? Absolutely not. Nothing on him. Just nobody is. So I don't think it's going to work out. It just doesn't in the Meadowlands. In terms of them changing the logo, I could see it. I mean, they have those throwbacks that are nice. Like the old logo, the Jets, like, no circle around it or anything. It's just the Jets with like a jet under it. Like the, I don't know. I can't exactly visualize it, but those uniforms are better than
just a plane.
That was the way back one, the plane.
Yeah, they should go back.
The plane's good.
At any rate, their current throwbacks are definitely more popular than their actual uniforms. I think it's time to first you got to go. Sometimes you got to go back to go forward. And you know, they won a Super Bowl and different in those old units. Time to maybe go back. I agree that to take. Tucker.
Yeah, I don't believe in this Jets team. I think they're bums. I think they're awful, and they'll always be awful forever. That's just how it is. That's how it will be. I don't know what else to say.
All right, Tucker wasn't listening. That's fine.
They're gonna change their logo or their color before.
I literally said they're gonna be like, it's not gonna matter. They're gonna be bad.
He did say that.
All right, I didn't realize that was just the logo. But I thought it was gonna be that they change their logo and then they make the playoffs or something like that. But
off-season of change.
I like the old logo, but I probably think they keep it. The old logo.
What color are they changing to, Dale?
But
I don't know. So the unis that they're wearing now with the really green helmets, like, I know they've always been green, and it just seems different in the past couple. Didn't they change something?
They changed. Yeah, they used to have the, like, it was the Jets in like a football shaped white oval, and then they just went to the name, and I don't know what the hell they're doing now.
But I feel like the color is slightly different.
It's less of a dark green. It used to be dark green, like
deep. Yeah, now it's kind of, and the helmets are like shiny with like sparklies in it. Get rid of it.
Yes, it's terrible.
They're going back to a forest green, no sparkles. Get the silver out of it. Just go deep forest green. Change the logo.
I'm going to send you guys a picture right now. Dylan, I love this take. This is exactly what they need. They won't do it. My team here, through and through. I wish they would. I'm going to send you guys a picture of when they were in the conference championship back in the day. Those jerseys are so clean. They're so nice. They're green and white, and that's it. The new jerseys are arguably the worst in the NFL. Their logo's terrible. They need to go back to the basics, and this is why they should have hired Rex Ryan. Tucker nailed it. They need to go back to just being the Jets, playing defense, and then you got Aaron Rodgers already. You guys are in good shape.
He stinks.
Good.
So they changed the logo last year. So are they going to change it again?
They got to change it.
They're changing it again, I'm telling you.
I'm agreeing with this, and I also think the Jets are back. I agree that the head coach is good. I will up this and say, regardless of whether they change the logo or not, they are going to make the playoffs.
17-14-3.
Stupid exercise again.
I'm actually going to say the Jets are 11-6. I'm going to humble myself. I'm humbling myself.
Stupid exercise again.
It's an 11-6 football team.
They'll start out like 2-5, and you'll still be like, no, they're fine. They're fine.
No, they're going to have a good year next year. Good guys coming back.
All right. That's waste of takes. Let's get into talking about these games a little bit. So Commanders, Eagles. This was Team of Destiny game again. Cam 0-3 on Team of Destiny this playoff. It was the Commanders just weren't ready, and I referenced this a couple weeks ago, but back in the day, 2020 I think it was, or 2021, when the Bills got deep, it wasn't their time. It wasn't the Commanders' time. They probably shouldn't have been there, but they got there, and that's huge for them, and I think it's going to be a good thing for them. But yeah, I mean, they start the game well, and they, you know, they go down the field and make some plays and get in the end zone. And then what happens immediately? Saquon Barkley to the house. First play. Cam, can you give me your reaction to watching that live?
I wasn't watching it. Me, Tucker, and Dylan were on the pickleball courts. So didn't get to see that one. But it's known. And this is another reason why I wanted the Chiefs to win. Yes, I love the pain and suffering it causes you. Just you got to respect the hate game at this point. I grew up with the Patriot fandom, the dynasty. It's funny watching it crumble. That being said, I also don't think the Bills stood a chance against this Eagles team. I think that their run defense is not nearly good enough. Kareem Hunt kind of walked over them. I'm surprised they didn't give him the ball more. And the Saquon aspect was just exemplified. He's one of the best running backs in the league, no doubt. But then you see Jordan Shipley rip the same run. And he's untouched. Like it's the team, guys. It's not that hard to see that the blocking is incredible. Like they don't get touched. And granted, that was a great run by Saquon on the first one. I watched the replay. He broke the tackles. It's Saquon. He's very good. It was on our team for a while, I think. But there was no catching up. Like they need to play a team with a stout defense and a stout defensive coordinator if they're going to be stopped. And the Redskins, that was not the case. They stink.
Yeah, so, I mean, the game was close early, and then we had – I'm trying to remember the chain of events here, because the game was close, and then
– I can go ahead and explain this if you want.
It was the fumble that really cost them.
So it was 7-3 early. The Commanders then fumbled and it went to 14-3. Then they kicked a field goal and it went to 14-6. One of the two happened first. And then the Commanders got the ball back and they went down, they drove and they scored and made it 14-12. They missed the 2-point conversion. The Eagles got the ball back and scored. It then is 21-12. And then the Eagles, or maybe they went for two, one of the two. And then they kicked it off and they subsequently fumbled on the kickoff and the Eagles scored again. So 27-12 before the Commanders even touched the football. And I said this a million times, is the turnover battle. They're winning it. And that props to the Eagles, they don't turn the ball over. If I give Jalen Hurts any credit, it's that he doesn't turn the ball over in these games. Until the Super Bowl, obviously, which he will. They were outperformed. They weren't as talented.
Tucker, what'd you make of like the Saquon thing there? Cam said, you know, that the Bills would have had no chance against the Eagles. Like, what do you like the inability to stop Saquon when they probably know what's coming at them?
I think he's revolutionized the market on running backs. I think this is going to be now running backs are going to start getting paid a little bit more because of this. They're like, wow, look at that Eagles offense with an elite running back on it. How can we say no to this? So I think this will change a lot in terms of how teams are built. I think that once you're a Super Bowl contender, having an insane running back like Saquon Barkley, Jahmyr Gibbs, can be a difference maker, especially when you don't have an elite QB. So I think teams that, you know, they have a great roster, their QB isn't one of one, are going to say, you know what, let's go out and pay someone. Let's pay someone big money to be our running back. So this whole game, though, I think it was an awesome run by the Commanders, but they were never Super Bowl bound. Jaden Daniels still played a great game and they lost by 20, which just show that, you know, this team wasn't ready to be here, but they do have a promising future as long as they can build around it.
And I will say to your point, to your take, Tucker, I thought Jalen Hurts played a pretty good game in this one. I thought some of his balls were really nice. Pause. The one down the sideline to AJ Brown, that was a hell of a ball. So I think he plays well enough to win, and I've always been a running back hater, but it's making me reevaluate. And I had said, I think that Saquon is not a guy that I would have built my team around, but now it's like, it's not a running back I would have paid. I had like my three guys I would have paid. I don't think he was on that list, but to change, like to have him with Hurts, I think this was one of Hurts's better games. Like he does enough. And to your point, do you think he's a clutch performer?
Yeah, I mean, there is something to be said that, like, you know, there's been points this season people said Jalen Hurts isn't good, but when it, just like Eli, when it comes down to big games, they make big time plays. And I think, you know, he might not be an elite regular season player, but big time players make big time plays, and Eli and Jalen Hurts are two of those guys that do that.
Cam, you disagree with that?
Well, I disagree that Jalen Hurts makes big time plays. I mean, if you make the big time, I mean, Jalen Hurts is kind of like a Josh Allen or like a Lamar Jackson, somebody that has.
Yeah, I would agree with you there.
So somebody that has zero rings and makes mistakes in the biggest games. Right, so I don't agree with that per se. Whereas Eli Manning
had a great game, but he had one fumble, and all you can think about is that he had one fumble. Like,
and did the loss.
I have an interception.
I think the loss is more what I'm pointing at. Turnover and costly turnover. Yeah, Eli's interception, you can't remember it because they won the game. Right. That's what I'm talking about.
You should have thrown another to a Sunday Sam.
Thrown more picks if you guys wanted to win. You should have intercepted the ball more. Probably should have not let Tyree bounce it off his helmet. Hold on. Real quick. Saquon is going to ruin the running back market, and let me tell you why. Because nobody else is going to live up to this. Bijan Robinson's tweeting about how he's like excited. Thank you, Saquon, for paving the way, and thank you, Derrick Henry. The Falcons aren't going to win anything. They're going to pay, and then they're going to lose. Number two is that let's look at the last 1,000-yard rusher that won a Super Bowl. Any guesses? Anybody know?
No clue.
LeGarrette Blount on the Patriots rushed for 1,040. So we say it every year.
Yeah.
I think they're there without Saquon.
No. God, no.
No, Cam's right, though. There's three guys that are game-changing running backs. The rest are just anybody. I agree with him. Like, I agree with him.
I just don't think that Saquon is going to be able to carry. Because Spags, you know what he's going to do? He's going to make Jalen Hurts throw the football.
Whole thing about me changing my mentality is that if they win the Super Bowl, which, you know, who knows? I don't think they're going to, but maybe they do. Then I'm going to change my mentality. Okay, I don't think you can win based on running the football anymore. I just don't think that's the way it works anymore.
Running
the ball. I don't think that you cannot win by just being a run first team. But if they win it, maybe I can amend that statement, but as of right now,
good defense. This is like I'm saying, good defense coordinators are going to make you throw the ball. If Jalen Hurts wins this game and it's on his back, I'll eat all my words. I'll call him a top 10 quarterback in the league. It won't happen. I promise you, they're going to make him throw the football.
If he wins the Super Bowl, he's one of the top 10.
If he wins the Super Bowl and puts on his back, there's a notable game-changing performance that he plays well, and it's because of him. Yeah, I'll go ahead and say he's top 10.
Tucker, didn't you have a take that he stunk earlier this year?
That didn't ring a bell.
This morning you did. I wanted to give Dylan some time because Dylan needs to get his flowers, because I think at different points in the years, we've all been down on the Eagles. Cam, the whole time. Me at certain points. Tucker, I'm pretty sure you made the take that Jalen Hurts stinks. I don't think I'm making that up. Dylan, however, has always said, Eagles are a good team. Eagles are a good team, and they're going to be there in the end. Dylan, what do you like about this Eagles and this Eagles team and this game, and what do you think their odds are in 2 weeks?
All right. So I just like to say the full circle that Tucker has gone through to now saying Jalen Hurts is a Hall of Famer to – from the beginning of the year, first 4 weeks, saying how terrible he was, It just feels good in my heart.
Now, all right, I'll let. All right, sorry. I'll let you.
All right, go ahead. So the Eagles team, Cam has been high on them of late. They're just good. The roster's stacked. 100% agree. The offensive line is fantastic. Saquon addition was the smartest move I think a football team has ever made. I think they have a decent chance next week. I mean, if you're going to catch the Chiefs at a bad time, it's hard to say it. They're in the Super Bowl. To me, bad time. We'll touch on the game, I think. But I think if the Eagles are rolling, the thing that's so dynamic about the Eagles is because they have the offensive line that's so good. And it opens up the run game. Now you got to play against the run. And then it opens up the door to go out wide and make some larger shots throwing the ball. And Hurts, like he displayed last game, can do that. So I think they're dynamic. I think it comes down to coaching. I don't think they have better coaching, but the position that they have themselves in against the Chiefs in this matchup, it might be enough to where coaching isn't 100% the deciding factor. So I think they have a decent shot.
Before we move on, Cam, I just want to give you 1 second to have a Marshawn Lattimore conversation because his name's been in your mouth a few times. He had a very bad game this game, lost his brain because he got beat on one play. I actually don't like him. You can't get beat on one play and then lose your mind. Like, you just got to have the next play mindset. He cannot clearly do that. So I wanted to give you a second because you were the kind of the first guy talking about it. With Marshawn Lattimore is an idiot.
Well, he got destroyed by Mike Evans in the Bucs game, first and foremost. That rivalry goes back years. Mike Evans, obviously, we know, rules it. He's a bigger man, and he's just dominated him in his whole career. And then the Bucs game in the playoffs, he got to play him on the Redskins. He dominated, obviously the Redskins won. And then he goes up in this game and just is not found, not able to control himself. I think he had a flag at one point because he was hanging off of AJ Brown like a hangnail. There was just a consecutive like span of plays where they were just targeting him and it was working. And I was in my emotions because the game was still within reach and I hate the Eagles. So it was a combination of everything, but I gotta admit when my guys are wrong and Ohio State is really hit or miss at the cornerback position. Honestly, Marshawn Lattimore was good for a good period of time. It's not anymore. Eli Apple never was good. Jeff Okuda never was good. Denzel Ward, pretty good, but Marshawn, not on my good list right now.
All right, so the Eagles move on. Second, 2 out of 3 years. And the last thing I'll say about them is, I know we've kind of talked about Sirianni, and there's been points where I really don't like him. I think he's underrated as a head coach. He's got a crazy record, like. You can say what you want about the talent on the roster. He gets the most out of them. So I'm kind of coming around on Sirianni. All right.
Well, Howie Roseman, by the way, which we've always praised him, by the way. This is a pro Howie Roseman podcast. I have always said, you've always said, he's a Madden GM. How do you win championships in Madden, Trey? The best ones?
The best ones.
Yeah. They usually play good.
Yeah.
How the Eagles do?
They do the same thing.
They do the same thing and they go to the Super Bowl. It's not that hard. It's not rocket science. I promise you, I'm a top 15 GM in this league. You tell me what I can and can't spend, I promise you.
Till the owner gives you a budget.
Yeah, no, I'm saying give me a budget and I will spend all of it and I will get the best guys. I'm not getting these people you never heard of. I'm not getting 73 overall right guards. No, you're getting the highest on the list. We're outbidding everybody, and we're winning.
That's how the Jets run their organization. So, They cut guys because they're not high enough on men.
Cam would sign Aaron Rodgers in a second.
Not me.
Jeff Lurie, the owner of the Eagles, potential buyer for the Celtics, by the way. Good signs. Like that.
My Madden strategy is actually quarterback doesn't matter because I'm controlling this game and I'll just win it. So that part I would have to do differently.
All right, let's do the game we've all been waiting for. The Sadness Factory has returned. The AFC Championship. Now, back to my Sean McDermott comments. This guy consistently, I think this whole year, and I don't know if it goes back, but every Bills game I've watched, they would get a lead and they would just take their foot off the gas and they run the damn ball and they let the other team back in it. And they ended up winning the majority of the games, but they never really like went for the jugular, it felt like, in the second half. And in this game, man, I mean, you actually get the running back going and the running back's going well. You refuse to run the ball. And the fourth down plays, I mean, how many friggin' times are you going to snap the ball and go off the left guard? You think the Chiefs don't watch tape. They're the best team in the NFL. They're the defending champs two-time for a reason. They watch tape. They know what Josh Allen likes to do on this play. So you say, okay, what should we do instead? Let's go right over the top. They go over the top and Josh Allen fumbles immediately. Dangerous play. Stupid. They get it. They got lucky. They got the ball back. And then, like, why not try running with your all-pro running back or whatever he is, all pro bowler running back? Why don't you try that? Why don't you try an end around? Why don't you try a play-action pass? Try something else. It frustrates the hell out of me. Also, the going for two thing, I'm done with the going for two thing. I know we brought it up with the last game. Just take the points. Get the points. If they had taken their points, they would have been tied at the end of that game. But they're going for two here and there, and they're missing, and they're getting in, whatever. It go take the points. I'm done with the going for two crap. Unless you need it, unless you got to have it, stop going for two. The analytics, crap. Take your points. But I think Sean McDermott's a loser. I think Josh Allen, I like Josh Allen. He's a loser. All these guys we talk about, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow, they're losers. There's one winner. It's Patrick Mahomes. Until someone, the only one that can actually beat him is Joe Burrow. He's the only one that's got the balls to actually do it. The rest of them, I mean, Josh Allen started this game, looked like a mess. The first couple drives were dog shit. He just looked bad. He looked shaky. They looked like they were nervous. And you can't do that. Joe Burrow's the only one with the stones. We saw what happened to Lamar last year. He shit the bed. These guys are losers and they're nervous. And I'm done with the Bills and I cannot wait. For the day that the Bills are, the window will close. I know we thought it was happening last year and then this year. The window is not closed. It's going to slam shut. These AFC East teams are going to catch up. Joe Burrow is going to catch up. Lamar Jackson, whatever. They're going to stop having the annual Chiefs kick us out of the playoffs party. They'll never win a Super Bowl. Pathetic organization. I think we should have Mike Downer on. And as for the Chiefs, I mean, this is what they do. And the whole, like, I was playing into the, in our chat, I was playing into the calls thing the other night. I don't think they get calls. I think there's some ticky-tack crap that goes their way. And that's just how it is. Like that pass was an incomplete pass probably, you know, and I don't know. So it wasn't egregious to me in this game. But I don't know. You just got to get it done. Tucker, you were anti-Bills all along. Are you staying with the Chiefs as your allegiance because you love good football, or are you done with them now that they've beaten the Bills?
Truthfully, Trey, I was rooting for the Bills in that game, but being a troll just sounded more fun. Cam Kink attest to that. Was not
rooting. It was tough to troll when you were trying to troll Trey, but also trying to troll me, and you were so hate stuck.
I am. No. It's a tough life to live as just a full-time troll of my friends. You get kind of confused on what you're even rooting for at some points. But needless to say, I am not rooting for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I'm rooting for Saquon to rush for 300 yards and for Jalen to also run for 300 yards and maybe 300 yards passing. So 900 total yards of offense I'm rooting for. Give me a shootout. I'm rooting for the I'm rooting pretty heavily for my guys, but yeah, I think but to get into the game, it did feel frustrating at some points watching this. Just it felt like they kept trying to run those plays, like you said, Trey, which was extremely frustrating for me as well. I just don't think the Bills were talented enough to go up against this Chiefs team at the end of the day. I think that the Bills were just a much more talented. I mean, the Chiefs were a much more talented team. And you can't beat talent. So I don't know. I didn't even think Mahomes outplayed Allen. I thought Allen played right along with him. It's just their team is so much more complete. Like, we had such low hopes for this team at the start of the season. We'd even think they'd make the playoffs, some of us. So I'm pretty shocked that they're even here. But needless to say, frustrated to say the least in this game. It was fun, I will say, but not the outcome I wanted.
But Cam, I'll go to you before you get into your Chiefs stuff. Just talk about the Bills. I think Joe Brady's an idiot, their offensive coordinator. I think he's stupid. He's legitimately stupid. Like, James Cook was having a good game. He was breaking off some big runs, and then like some of the decision making, way too conservative at some points and way too aggressive at others. I don't know. What do you make of the Bills autopsy?
Yeah, so let me start by saying this. I was not as excited to root for the Chiefs as I thought I was. It's hard to root against Josh Allen, man. I really, really, really like him. I felt so bad watching him sit there. And it's a combination of what you guys both said. It's a coaching and it's a talent thing. We all joked about how, like, Josh Allen's having his best year, just throwing around with his friends, not having a number one. While that's true, it doesn't play in the playoffs, and it also doesn't help that your coaching, Joe Brady included, and Sean McDermott are just not nearly as good. I mean, defensively for the Bills, the problem is you can't let Juju Smith-Schuster, Marquise Brown, who have combined for like 14 snaps this year, and a rookie Xavier Worthy tear you to shreds. Like, they were beating them off the ball type of things. It wasn't well coached. I saw a man on the Bills secondary get pushed off by Juju so bad that he was on the ground like 9 yards away. And I think that just comes down to bad DB coaching. I don't know a single DB on the Kaiir Elam. DeMar, no offense, but no.
Why is it no offense?
No offense, but he's a make-a-wish safety out there. And then you got to think of, like, who in their right mind on a close third down spot doesn't take a look at it? Doesn't slow the game down to take a look?
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that, yeah.
And then no huddles. First of all, I think there was a first down. I think the third down was a first down. I think that if you don't stop the game to look at it, the refs aren't going to stop the game to look at it, because they're assuming that you think the call is right by getting into a no huddle and running the tush push that you guys clearly have not practiced and doesn't work. And maybe that was a Josh Allen thing, and he called it. But in that case, you got to override the quarterback. If it wasn't, you know, and you called that play, the spot is whatever it is. I mean, they went with the guy who called it shorter spot, and there's, I mean, you can look at whatever replay you want. It's hard to overturn it. I think it could have gone either way. It would have been fine either way. I think it's a bad coaching decision. I think that whole series is putting yourself in a terrible situation. If you're going to go for it, if you're going to do the tush push, call timeout, get in the huddle. It's just a coaching mismatch, and they made it close. I think Josh Allen was the better quarterback. He didn't turn the ball over. Mahomes did, right?
Yeah, they lost the turnover battle, Kansas City.
Yeah, they did, and they probably shouldn't have, right? They fumbled like three times and got back on it. Josh Allen did show signs of his Josh Allen old phase, but I just think that he was put in such a bad spot. There were so many play calls that I'm like, are you kidding me? Like screens on third and nine type of plays that.
That's Patriots-esque.
Blown away. And all the Chiefs did was just the smart play calling. Like you throw the slant routes when you got them, you shake the checkdowns, and that's just it. Like being a game manager is sometimes just all you need to do. And in this sport, it's so easy.
Let's pause quick on that play, because that's what's being heralded as the rigging now. The third and inches, fourth and inches, whatever the fourth and inches that wasn't gotten by the Bills. And I really don't think it was a first down. Like I from watching it, and if it was by inches. The ball crossed the line by inches. So I don't blame the refs there. I don't blame the spot. I don't think it was a great spot. I don't think it was a terrible spot. I blame the play calling and the idiocracy that's coming out of Joe Brady or Josh Allen or Sean McDermott, whoever made that play call. It's not working. So stop it. Try something else. And if you are relying on 3 inches to pick up a first down, you're not good enough. You don't deserve to win the game. If you can't pick up a yard, you don't deserve to win the game. I don't think it was a first down. Dylan, what do you think?
Talking about the tush push run play thing. Yeah. I think it was close. I mean, you're playing angles. I think. So the ref that spotted it was the ref who had his. Who saw the ball, right? It wasn't the guy, it was the bottom part of the screen if you were watching it on TV.
The guy on the bottom could not see the ball. The guy on the top could, but he was in a pile of 17 men. So how was
it? The other way around. But the guy, it was just funny. Like you watch the two line judges or whatever they're called converge on the pile. The guy on the top of the screen's a little bit closer. The guy on the bottom screen's, farther away from the line of gain or whatever, and they just end up meeting up and they put the ball down. It's football, baby. It's impossible. The best thing a ref can be is a ref that you don't remember. They say it all the time. Ump, ref, whatever. Unfortunately, just like when it was the Patriots, the Chiefs are whoever refs the Chiefs games, it's always going to be bad. I think that first down play was probably in a perfect world, if you could pinpoint a line, project a line over the line to gain, and then had a thing on the ball, blah blah blah. If you did it perfectly, that was probably a first down. But you're playing football. And there's 800 people in the way, and you don't know when they blew the whistle and when, forward progression or whatever stops. Like, they called it. I'm happy they didn't reverse it because I hate that even more. The catch that was a weird catch that the other guy kind of caught, and then the Chiefs caught it, and the ball touched the ground. I mean, I don't know why that one was called a catch. That one's a little bit more weird to me. But the game in general, I think, Trey, you kind of, or I forget who said it. The Chiefs are just a better team. I still think they're not playing 100% well. They just do enough to win. And the Bills kind of shot themselves in the foot. Like they kind of tend to do. To Trey's point, weird play calls and whatnot. So It was kind of the outcome we all expected. A close game. Chiefs find a way to win like they somehow always do.
For the record, the Bills actually won the game if you take away the 11.5 Patrick Mahomes points. And I know that's a joke take, and everyone takes it as a joke, but honestly, like, think about how nervous they were going into that building. Like, there's something to that. There's something to it. As far as the Chiefs go, yeah, I mean, I don't really have much to say. They this is the first game they've scored over 30 points this season, believe it or not. I can't explain them. I can't. I mean, and I know we said, like, oh, they're the Patriots. They're just a better team. They're more well, and that's what it is. They're more well coached. They're ready for these situations. But they never look like world beaters. They don't look like they're just going to beat the crap out of teams. And they don't really. They don't beat the crap out of teams.
The first drive, I thought it was going to be a blowout, to be fair.
Well, yeah, I mean, I said game over, I think, after the second drive, too, like after the Chiefs scored and Josh Allen looked like he pooped his pants. But it wasn't like that's they keep teams in the game. Right. It's like they're toying with them. I don't get it. I don't understand how this shit never bites them in the ass. It never does. It's crazy. They'll lose a game here or there. Maybe that's when it's biting them in the ass. But in terms of like these playoff games. I mean, in the past, they've had some, like that game against the, I know I always refer to it, but the game against the Patriots in the AFC Championship, they played a great game, a great game. They didn't, but even that game, the first half, they weren't good. They could not get in the end zone. So, like, I don't know. I don't have an explanation for it. Cam, what do you make of it? You're obviously all in on these guys.
Yeah. I think that the spot, first of all, it is what it is, man. I mean, like, that's that you I don't understand the conspiracy theorists. I really just don't get it. And it's like, why are you doing this to yourself? Why don't you just want to watch the sport and enjoy it? And you can root for the upset all day long. But at this point, just making it about the refs so much that you're overthinking every single play, mm-hmm. it's just not fun, like, for yourself. Like, just enjoy the sport that we all love, accept dynasties, accept fate. Like, the Bengals beat them twice in a season and went to the Super Bowl. It's not so far-fetched that they're just really good and they're susceptible to the upset. Also, Bills fans send... seem to be taking this pretty well, seem to understand the logistics behind why they lost. It's everyone else. It's everybody.
Bills fans are more upset at the Bills than they are at the Chiefs.
Right.
Like they understand. A lot of Bills fans being like, I'm done with this team. They are off.
Right. And you can be mad in the moment, but that's the every sports game I've ever watched that I've yelled at the refs and said, that's a horrible call. I've never once thought it's deeper than that. It's never been, that's a horrible call. You're doing that on purpose so that this team can win and we can show Taylor Swift more. Like, I kind of get it maybe to an extent, but like it's overplayed. It would be found out by now. It would be so much deeper than this. The refs have nothing to gain for this unless they're being paid under the table money, which it's a different ref crew every game. Like, there's way too much to think about. Just watch football. It was a good game. The Bills were outmatched. The Chiefs are better. They're way, way, way outcoached. And when we get into Super Bowl talk, so I'll go into that as well.
Tucker, obviously the conversation is going to start to pivot to Brady Mahomes conversation, Patriots Chiefs conversation. How do you see the race stacking up right now?
The Brady Mahomes conversation. I just
or the Patriots Chiefs dynasty conversation.
I think the biggest thing with the Patriots dynasty was the longevity of it. Like, this was a dynasty that went on. Like, they were the most feared team for 20 years. Like, the Chiefs are the team now, and you know, but we got to be talking about the Chiefs in 2035 if we want to compare it to the legacy of what the Patriots were, the longevity of it. It's got to be Pat Mahomes' entire career has to be like this. Tom Brady was winning in his 40s. Pat Mahomes is 28. Like, it went from 20 3 to 40 that the Patriots were the best team in football and everyone is afraid of them every single season. So I think that there's still a way to go in both of those debates because I think there's a longevity issue. And I'm not saying that Mahomes can't get there. He has all the skills, but at the end of the day, it's so hard to remain good for so long. Like, yes, they could win another one this year. They could three-peat. They could have four rings. And in 3 years from now, they could be in cap hell and be kind of restarting. You know, like there's a chance that happens. I don't know. I mean, it's different when you have a franchise QB. People do want to come to you more. But it's not a done deal.
I'm so personally... Tucker, go ahead. Sorry. I'll go. I personally am going to hold off on the comparisons until after the Super Bowl. I have a lot of things going through my head. A lot of points I want to make, but Tucker, I will say that longevity is definitely one point that I will be harping on. But yeah, I'm going to hold off on a full breakdown of where I think everything stands until after the Super Bowl. And obviously, three of us are going to be biased here, but I will do that then. Go ahead, Cam.
So I think the Brady Mahomes debates are much further, like from the Chiefs Patriots debates. The Chiefs are much closer to passing the Patriots than Mahomes is to passing Brady.
I don't think
so. I disagree.
So listen, the reason why is because the three-peat is a team thing. I think that's much more impressive as a team aspect than a quarterback aspect. Number two, I think that the Patriots, when you break it down in the Super Bowls, they had 10 years in between two. Or so I think between 04 and 2014, yes, they're feared. You're right, Tucker. They are absolutely feared, but they're not winning. So you can still call it part of the dynasty, and there's a longevity aspect of it. But if the Chiefs are at 4 and 5 years and the Patriots won 6 in 20 years, I think they're a lot closer. Longevity or not, you know, it's Jordan won 6 in 6 years. LeBron's been to 10. He's got longevity, but he still doesn't win the, you know, it's not apples and apples. But I think Patrick Mahomes having 4 in 5 years and a three-peat, or the Chiefs having 4 in 5 years and a three-peat, puts them closer to the dynasty. I don't think longevity is as big of a factor, whereas Tom Brady has the statistics factor that I don't think Patrick Mahomes will break, to be honest with you. And then the extra ring with the Bucks, and the fact that he beat Mahomes, and the fact that he won a Super Bowl with a different team. There's so many different things to chase. The Chiefs just have to win 2 more bowls after this one, and it's, you know, 3 more bowls, I guess.
Well, it's not over yet. We still got a game to play.
Yeah, right.
Next week, we will kind of have that breakdown. I don't know if there's anything much more for us to talk on. No parlay. Anything Pro Bowl related?
I think we should just do a all-sport parlay this week. Non-football, but just anything you're feeling.
I mean, you can do that on your own time. I'm out.
But. I'm out.
Fair enough. I was going to go Drake May passing yards.
So Drake May has made the Pro Bowl. Congratulations to him. Congratulations to us. I think it's stupid. I don't care. We did this with the whole thing with the Mac Jones thing, and people still talk about, oh, well, we had a Pro Bowl season with Mac Jones. Pro Bowl season, I don't care about. The playoffs, I care about. That was important. That was cool. Pro Bowl, I couldn't care less about. I'm not going to watch it, I don't think. I probably will. Who knows? But I want to know how many dudes passed for Drake May to get there. And it's not a shot at Drake May. It's just like his numbers were shit, like not good. So why is he there? I don't know. Tucker, you have anything on it?
Yeah, I mean, it just – the Pro Bowl is just a joke. They got to rework it some way. Make it incentivized, because I just saw Russell Wilson's now been invited. Drake May, like, I don't want it to just – I mean, I guess that's the difference between All-Pro and Pro Bowl. You still have the All-Pros to kind of convince you whether you want, you know, in that way. But I just – there's no vibe to the Pro Bowl. I will watch Mac – I mean I will watch Drake May in the Pro Bowl, but, yeah, I don't really have any interest in this.
Dylan, any interest in the Pro Bowl or any?
I don't think I've ever watched the Pro Bowl.
You think this helps Drake May?
Do I think this helps Drake May? No, I need him out of the spotlight. I need him out of this sort of idea that he's a Pro Bowler. And then all of the people talking about, well, you shouldn't have been there, blah, 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 blah. That's the last thing we need.
I agree with that. Cam, don't know. Any Giants make the teams? Dexter?
Dexy always. And then, oh, no, actually, Dexter didn't make it because he got hurt and was out. I don't think he's in it. Malik Nabers in it. So,
yeah. Maybe he'll make a friend with Drake.
Sure, maybe.
He gets angry enough at your team.
Yeah, Malik made it after somebody dropped out, or A.J. Brown was in it after his, like, 57 reception season. Yippee.
So are you you said Mac Jones and Drake May just same dude?
Apparently they are the same person because they get pity Pro Bowl invites in their rookie year, and people overreact.
I don't think people are overreacting about this.
People did overreact about the Mac one.
They did so much.
I think Drake is far better than Mac.
I think that was an important lesson for all of us to learn. I think we learned it.
The question now lies with, did Aaron Rodgers get invited over Drake and just not take it?
Or no is way.
Drake better than Aaron Rodgers?
Well, Rodgers definitely... got invited and didn't go. 1,000%.
I don't think Rodgers got invited.
Maybe they just didn't invite him. They were on the he's on the higher list, but they were like, let's just not even call him.
Yeah, that guy's
the Eagles all time record is 666 and 665.
Oh no.
Postseason and regular season.
Wow, they're losing.
All right. Well, I think that's all we got. Still made a show out of only two games. Got to go into a little more depth than we usually do, which is fun. But like I laid out at the top of the show, we will have next week, we will have game breakdown. We'll talk some Pro Bowl, I imagine. But we'll have game breakdown, things we're looking forward to in the halftime show. And we'll pick the game. Oh, one last thing I got to do before we go is our playoff competition. I recalculated the points because I was accidentally giving people 5 points for wins. So I, after this week, I got KC right, Washington wrong. I go 53 points. Tucker got Philly right, Buffalo wrong. So he's at 47 points. Cam got Washington KC, so he's at 46 points. And Dylan got Philly KC, the only one to get a perfect. He's at 54, takes the lead. As an addition, we're all picking up, I believe it's 10 points each for the Chiefs. That'll put me at 63, Tucker at 47, Cam at 57. However, Dylan got Chiefs Eagles. He picks up 20 points. He's at 64.
I 74. Can't lose.
74, rather. 74.
I can't lose, right?
I believe that's it. Yeah, I believe Dylan has been crowned the winner of the playoff competition.
Wow, look at that. So that was from picks at the beginning of the year, right?
Correct. You picked Chiefs Eagles beginning of the year, called the Super Bowl. We all had the Chiefs winning.
Wow, I should have bet that. I'm so
which
sad.
Is worth 20 points each, but it would not matter because we all have the Chiefs winning.
Yep.
But congratulations to Dylan.
Dylan bet the Eagles to be in the Super Bowl at the beginning.
He put the Eagles in the Super Bowl in September.
Rematch, baby.
Sure about it.
I have it written down. You can go back and listen to the app.
Yeah, Tucker said 49ers, right?
Yeah, Tucker had 49ers. We both had Packers.
Mike Downer, by the way, I talked to him tonight. He wants to be on the pod next week. So
I don't know about next. Maybe next week. Maybe we can have him on.
I told him to come on tonight, buddy, so you can.
All right. That's our show. Conference championship's done. One more football game. This is the least sad I've ever been for football season to end. I've said that before, but get me to April, May draft time, and then I'll be up. Thanks for getting wasted with us, and we'll see you for Super Bowl breakdown next week. So long.
See you.